Former Ambassador Richard Sklar was special representative to President Clinton in charge of reconstructing Bosnia after that war. He joins us now by telephone to talk about what we can expect to see in Iraq now that the regime there appears to have fallen. Good morning to you, Ambassador Sklar.
Good morning, Susan.
Tell us what the first step will be in post-war reconstruction.
I'm looking at the same television pictures you are, and there were four things I would do if I was heading in. One would be to get police on the street, two to deal with the water system, three to deal with the medical needs, and four to deal with electricity. And in all cases, I would try and bring in international folks, not U.S. folks and not military folks, to take each of them on.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of a time frame, how quickly can any of that begin to happen?
It can happen very quickly if we mobilize our friends and allies, particularly in Europe. The police are critical. Take a look at the pictures of Basra. It's looting, looting, and more looting, and chaos on the street. I'd get one of those great Irish cops that the UN hired and have him assemble his team and put an airplane together of police, European police and Asian police who've done this training before, come in, vet the locals, use as many of them as you can, and put them on the street so people see folks patrolling and they get back in order.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would get the folks who built the water treatment plants there. They're probably French, but that's too bad. This is not a political issue. And I'd find out the best engineering team you can, fly them in and marry them with the local Baghdad engineers on the water system. The people desperately need water, and I'd alert the manufacturers of those water facilities that spare parts may be needed. I'd ask our European allies to immediately come in and set up five or six or seven field hospitals using military equipment for the tents and beds, and I'd get a hold of Bernard Kouchner and Doctors Without Borders and get doctors on the ground with medicine. And lastly, I'd get the folks who built the electric facilities there, the power plants, and have them again join their Iraqi counterparts to make sure there's power. Power, water, security, and medicine.
Wow, it's a tidy list, but you know how messy reconstruction can get. I wonder what the major challenges are. I would suspect many would be political.
I think that they will be political, highly political, and I think that's why America has got to face up to the fact that, yes, it won a war, but to win the peace, we've got to internationalize this and get off that Defense Department seemed biased that says we want it, it's our spoils. It's not a spoiled, it's spoiled, and we've got to deal with it. And our European friends and our Asian friends and the neighbors have got to be brought in as soon as possible.
Hmm. What about safety? Is that still a major concern when you try to go about the difficult business of reconstruction?
Of course it is. But, you know, by the time I got to Bosnia, the most dangerous things were the mines buried under the grass. You learn to walk only on concrete and the massive military vehicles flying at high speed down narrow streets. Let the Americans and the Brits take care of this military security. That won't be the issue. There'll be cleanup because there'll be crazies out there attempting to kill in all directions. But I think it's the street safety, the people feeling civilian police, that'll make the people start to feel secure and understand this is a city not ripe for looting.
Mm-hmm. But in your view, the notion that it must be an international effort sounds primary.
Absolutely, positively, both this and in all the other things we do from here on out over the next 5, 10, or 20 years.
Thank you very much, former Ambassador Richard Sklar. He was special representative to President Clinton in charge of reconstructing Bosnia after that war.